We thank God for each and every one of you joining us on the call this morning. And we're going to go before the Lord in prayer so we can get this call started. God, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We shall continually lift our voices and give you praise. God, we love you with our hearts, our minds, and our souls. We thank God for this call. We thank God for the founders and their obedience to say yes, so we can come together in unity, praising your name and giving you thanks continuously. God, we ask your blessings over this call, that you would bless this call, that it would come forth unhindered and unabound, and that every word will be heard by our ears and received in our hearts, and that we shall go out and live that word, be a living witness of your word. God, we ask your anointing over the speaker this morning. Speak through them and lift them up and pour back into them the virtue. God, we thank you. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. And we shall ever be thankful for everything that you are doing in our lives. We cover this prayer with your blood, and we call it and say it's done in your name, Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, it has been a wonderful pleasure of mine to be able to be back on the call this morning, seating and greeting each and every one of you. I love you all from the bottoms and the depths of my soul, from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul. And I shall now turn this call over to our capable host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Minister Wendell. Well, go ahead and take it away. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord, and thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for greeting us this morning so beautifully and for your powerful prayer. Well, good morning, my TMC family. This is Minister Willa, and I am here in Wandastown, Minister Wandastown, Chicago. So I greet you on this National Day of Prayer, and I pray that today you will have some place to go and join with others who are praying, because the Word of God tells us the prayers of one can send 1,000 to flight, the prayers of two, 10,000, and even if you have to pray all by yourself, let's operate today, as we should all day, every day, in prayer, because prayer does change things. Well, again, I said welcome, 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 and on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patson and Dr. P.K. and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. We are here this morning, and we have a scripture verse on which this call is founded upon, and that is Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And not only do we start off with prayer, but we also have a mission statement. And that mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And what would we be without our theme for the year? Because every year, God blesses Dr. Vanessa to give us a theme. And that theme for 2018 is, "In 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen." One of the wonderful things about us here on the Master's Call is that you can always go back and hear the messages that have been delivered from the very inception of this call. And to do so, you would go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you can hear all the messages as well as get the bios on all of our speakers when you go to our website. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to join us, as you hear us say every day, that we welcome you to be either a greeter, as you heard Minister Jackie do, or be a host, as you're hearing me do right now, or maybe God has blessed you to give a word. You know, he says, you know, I want you to get out there and give a word to the people of God. If that is you and you feel so led to do that, please contact us at info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will be in contact with you. This is also where you go if you have a praise report or a prayer request. And if it's not, as you know, we stay over a little bit later on Fridays in order to hear your prayer request, to take your prayer request and hear your praise reports live. But if it's not a Friday and you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can send that to info@themasterscall.net as well. And no, we will be praying for you. Now, for those of you who are unable to get on this call, we have a bypass number that you can dial in to get this call. And that bypass number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. And that bypass is for those who have Metro PCS or T-Mobile. Immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, which is held every Monday through Friday. And this call is led by a team of great leaders with information to help you run your business better, your artist business better. That number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN is 294-617-pound. And today is Testimonial Thursday. Now, I am going to get out of the way. Excuse me, and introduce our speaker for this morning. And our speaker needs absolutely no introduction because she is one of the co-founders of the Master's Call, the TMC, and she is none other than our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we're just so excited about having her come to continue her series with us, and I believe that's what she's going to do on the call this morning. So I'm just going to give just a brief description about Dr. Vanessa because I don't want to take up all the time, but after a successful 12-year career as an industrial engineer in corporate America, Dr. Vanessa was called to the ministry. She attended ORU University or Oral Roberts University, and she also later received a Master's of Divinity. Well, that's where she received her Master's of Divinity in 1994. And Dr. Vanessa is also founder of Gathering of the Eagles. She also travels internationally ministering the prophetic and practical word of God through Gathering of the Eagles, along with teaching weekly classes in her Gathering of the Eagles Bible Institute. She is presently associate minister at Mount Corinth Church in Hempstead, Texas. She travels internationally ministering. She is prophetic. She is a wonderful caregiver of her mother, Mother Josie, whom we all consider our mom. We just love to love on her. As I said, Dr. Vanessa oversees this ministry, the Master's Call, and she strives to help equip the saints in becoming the most effective witness for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Her unique approach in expounding God's word will stir you up, as you already know, because we get stirred up every time she brings the word to us. She is an anointed mouthpiece used to proclaim the gospel for the kingdom of God. And as I like to call her, she is our E-O-N-E, our equal opportunity nest ejector. She is just so wonderful. We have soared, each and every one of us who have been a part of this call have been able to soar like an eagle as a result of being under Dr. Vanessa, as one of her students, as a prodigy of Dr. Vanessa. So we just love you so much, Dr. Vanessa. We're so excited about hearing the word this morning, and it is a complete honor to have you as one of the co-founders and to be a part of this call. So our E1, Dr. Vanessa, our mother eagle, the floor is yours. God bless you.
Thank you, Minister Willis, finding yourself for that heartfelt introduction. I do absolutely love and appreciate you, and we are praying for you and your family as you are there in Chicago. Good morning to our Master's Call family. A big thanks. It was a blessing to hear. Our Silver Fox, Minister Jackie there in Indiana, greet and seat each and every one of us as we came on the line. And again, Minister Willa for hosting today. Always honored as I see our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, along with Brother Lester. I always want to acknowledge her, and it took teamwork to make this dream work as we have been co-laborers in this vision. And for this day, this special day for all of our Master's Call family, the National Day of Prayer. The old saints say it, and it's the truth, prayer does change things. I'm going to strongly encourage you to go to nationaldayofprayer.org and look at some of the prayer directives. And we know to pray for our nation. We know to pray for our leaders, as the word encourages us to pray for our Artist Life family. We must each have a daily prayer life. A little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. And so we definitely want to stop and celebrate this National Day of Prayer. And yes, I'm going to strive to finish today this series where we've been going over our theme for this year in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. And our text scripture comes from Mark 16:15-20. And because of time, I'm going to ask you to go back the last 2 days on our website and on many of you all's Facebook pages and listen to the previous messages, where we've been going over some principles of laying the foundation of why we as believers must have a supernatural expectation, climbing above our soulish realm, our feelings, our emotions, but a supernatural expectation followed by a supernatural demonstration, which lets everyone see and have a deeper revelation of the God we serve. And the first principle we talked about was always have belief and expectation that God's promises are real. They are yea and amen. Always have a belief that you know, that you know, that you know, and an expectation that God's promises are real. We talked about the importance of having an expectation or a hope, and then planting those seeds of the Word of God, knowing that then there comes a germination process, like when you put a seed in the ground and it germinates, it takes root, it grows with our dreams, with our visions, with our hope. We talked about the importance of Habakkuk 2:2 tells us to write the vision down. And then Romans 4:17, because we are people of faith. We are people that don't just see the natural. We have the eyes of faith to see the supernatural. So Romans 4:17, of calling those things that be not as though they were. And then our principle number two was during that season of germination, there usually comes a storm, comes a challenge, comes a hiccup from hell. And we have to, through that process, we talked about always trust, hope, and have faith in God to grow. Because during that germination process, it will bring about a rearrangement of our hopes, dreams, and desires. So during that germination, when God is working it out between the alpha, before we reach the omega finish line, God himself will usually rearrange our hopes, our dreams, and our desires. Because again, germination is growth. We talked about how a caterpillar never can say that it doesn't want to go through the process to become a butterfly. An oak tree seed, when you look at a tall tree, don't worry, it started out as a seed, and it had to go through the process when some days it got rained on, some days some sunshine came, some days some wind blew. Or what about an ugly duckling? Never got a chance when it got started, and you're like, ooh, that's an ugly little thing. It had a process before it became a beautiful swan. We talked about the individual process in our life, like a rose is often is clipped and pruned, the rough edges in our personalities, in our habits, in our conversation, for God to bring us forth so that in 2018, each and every one of us individually should see a supernatural expectation in our life, demonstration in our lives, and revelations being fulfilled and seen. So today, principle number three is expectation brings about demonstration. Expectation, when you've got your expector up on a supernatural level, it should bring, it should produce, it should manifest. See, God reveals his awesome power with the manifestation and the demonstration of his promises. See, the process teaches us, as it is a testimony then for others, just how real our God is. He has done it for others, and now you and I experience him doing it for us. We know he's no respecter of persons. Act 10:34. If he did it for others, he's the same God, the same Holy Ghost, the same Paraclete inside of each and every one of us. And when we have the germination process take place, then we'll birth an experience that settles the issue. We'll have the manifestation of a miracle that settles the doubt. We'll have a manifestation of God's word and promises that settles any fear. See, evidence of the supernatural settles all our issues. Let me say that again. Evidence of the supernatural settles all of our issues in your life, in my life. Is there enough evidence to convict us that God is still a healer, a deliverer, a waymaker? Not just mental assent, but have we seen some testimonies that we can talk about? The reason the church is not operating like the Book of Acts church, and the reason so many of us have doubt creep in and fear get a stronghold and we get double-minded in our ways. We haven't had enough evidence to settle it. And we know it's a reason the saints of old and the saints in the New Testament church, when they saw the miracles, when they saw the signs, when they saw the wonders, you couldn't convince them that Jesus wasn't real. When our folks in our lifetime of hearing the stories from Big Mama and all the older saints of how God made a way out of no way, from slavery to Jim Crow to segregation for women through suffrage, even today. See, when you've had some experiences, when you've had some evidence, then you're more bold, then you're more radical, then you have a supernatural expectation. But in our Christianity, we get stuck on an enemy called average. There's nothing average about you as a believer. You've got the Holy Ghost. You've got all of heaven backing you up. But if you don't get your expector up, then you'd have that mental ascent. And you find yourself flowing back and forth in confusion and doubt. But when you had some evidence, when you've had some experiences, nobody can tell you he doesn't heal. You got a doctor's report that said you shouldn't be here, and you still are. You got your evidence. When your month was longer than your money, and God supernaturally touched the hearts of people and provision and favor came, and you look back and your soul wonders how you got over through that month. Nobody can tell you he's not a Jehovah Jireh. He's a Jehovah Yireh that provides. See, we need more evidence. And when we have the evidence through the miracles, the signs, and the wonders, there won't be so much wavering. That's why Mark 16, that 15th through 20th verse, especially verse 17, and these signs shall follow them In my name they shall cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's what you and I, our evidence should be about today, right now, the faith of that in our lives now. Now, this is not about condemnation if there is none in your life. It's absolutely not about condemnation, but it is about conviction in Romans 8. Conviction so that you understand your expectation is not high enough. You're not stepping out on faith enough to work those faith muscles because the boldness isn't there. When you say, I know God will make a way, and then immediately your mind rushes into worry and fear. Get that expector up. Work those faith muscles more so that you'll have some evidence of your own. And see, when we have that kind of conviction, it brings about a revelation with spiritual, scriptural information. See, when we know better, we must do better. We need to get out of all this mental extent. See, you don't waste time arguing with folks that their God is bigger or better than your God. In the Bible, you have the examples where God showed up. The Red Sea parted. The Jericho wall fell. The blind man could see. See, when you have evidence, we don't need any more discussion. Seeing is believing. Demonstration and manifestation should birth a divine revelation that God is a good God. Let me break this down in my math mind to the least common denominator. So if you're struggling with it, we're going to make sure you're going to have to work hard to miss this. See, why do we even do showcases as artist distributors? Because we have to demonstrate what the body magic can do. Because once we put them in a body magic, the what? Experience and the evidence lets them know, I can drop 2 to 3 dress sizes. See, it's so simple, we've often missed it. Why do we have today, right after this call, Testimonial Thursdays? To verify the manifestation of our awesome products. To share with others that we know that we know that we know that we know that we have the best products on this side of heaven. The demonstration and the manifestation of better health, it settles the issue. And then no one could change your mind. So with all supernatural things, the church must not just be about talking about it. We must be the Book of Acts church where we are being about it. There must, oh, go on and prophesy, say it, there must be miracles, signs, and wonders in our lives, in our daily walk as believers so we can settle the issue first within ourselves. And others will see and know we still serve an almighty, all-powerful, all-consuming God. He's still the same awesome God as he was for Moses at the Red Sea, as he was for Jehoshaphat when they were going into battle, as he was for Joshua at Jericho, as he was for Ruth and Naomi coming back to Bethel, as he was for Esther facing the king, as he was for Paul as he birthed this New Testament church, and as he desires to be for you and I today. He's the same God with the same Holy Ghost power, the same yesterday, today, and forever. We say it, but it's the manifestation in our lives. See, the key is, are we daily working our faith muscles? Are we daily having a supernatural expectation for God to show up and show out? So we don't freak out when a miracle comes. We expect it, our miracle-working God, to do what he promised to do. Well, I didn't make it to the end because we have one more principle. But I pray this challenged your faith. That Mark 16 chapter, go read it. That's your job description. That's my job description. Miracles, signs, and wonders. It'll stop all the doubt, the fear, the worry out of there. Because when you got a God showing up regularly, you don't have room to have fear because you're so full of faith. You don't have room to have doubt for even a delay because you know he has your destiny. So I speak and decree on this National Day of Prayer I pray for the people of God as we stir up the gifts of God inside of each and every one of us to expect the supernatural, to look for the supernatural demonstration and anoint our mind, God, with the supernatural revelation. In Jesus' name. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the church say amen. Oh, Dr. Vanessa, we thank you so much for that profound, rich word. And I will be calling you back to give us our benediction after we have prayer and have a few announcements. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for the word that came forth this morning. We thank you so much, O God, for Dr. Vanessa breaking down our thing through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Thank you, Lord, that we know because of the supernatural things that we have seen you do, that cast away all doubt in our minds because we've walked through some things, Lord, and we've seen you turn it around. We can have faith in our theme that for 2018. Oh, God, would you continue to bless Dr. Vanessa richly? Would you continue to order her footsteps and be that lamp unto her feet and a light unto her path? Will you continue to shower her with your love, your favor, your grace? Will you continue to be with Mother Josie, oh, Lord, as she continues to give excellent care for her? Oh, God, just fulfill her. Just fill her up again, oh, God. Just enrich her, oh God, and do what only you can do in her life. Lord, we thank you for each and every person who is on this call this morning. We thank you for this National Day of Prayer because you said in your word in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, and there is condition, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I fulfill their land. Then will I hear their prayers and turn. And if they turn from their wicked ways, oh, thank you, Lord, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Lord, and you know this land needs some healing. So we lift up our prayer request today. We know we have a lot of other prayers to pray for, but we pray for this country today. We pray for its leaders today. God, we pray, oh God, that things turn around today in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up those on our prayer list who are blessed to be well. Kendra Carter, Sharon Stowers, Pastor Lavanya Lewis, Anna and her mother Anna, and my Aunt Mary, Lord. We thank you that you are healing, God. We thank you, Lord, that you have never lost your power. We thank you, Lord, that you said in your word, by your stripes, we are already healed. We thank you, Lord, that you said, beloved, I want you to prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. And Father, we lift up our bereaved families. Father, that you are still ministering to them, that you are still consoling them, that you are still loving them. Cynthia Cox and family, Robin Wilson and family, Shalita Moore and family, family of Ruby Sims and Thomasina Pixon and family, and our dear Ada LaGrace and family. Lord, you know what needs to be done. Now, Father, we just thank you. My time is short, but we're giving you praise right now, for we know that you are doing the supernatural in our lives. We know that you are doing the above and beyond all we can ever ask or think, because you've given us the power. And we're calling those things that be not as though they were. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my family, you're going to want to go back and hear this powerful, hallelujah, rich message that we got this morning. And you can do so by going to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-pound. Remember, the New Morning Motivational Call is this morning, and our own Brother Lester Patton is going to talk about gout on that call, so you're going to want to be there to hear it. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294617-pound. Again, thank you, Minister Jackie, for greeting the people of God and opening us up in prayer. Thank you again, Dr. Vanessa, for your rich, powerful word. And I will call you now for the benediction. But before that, my family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, you know I just love, love, love me some you. God bless you. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. We love it again. So appreciate you, and our sincere, earnest prayers are bombarding heaven for your family right now there in Chicago. Here to the Lord on this National Day of Prayer. Father, prayer is dialogue, talking to you, Daddy God, seeking your face, not just your hand, speaking your word, which we know is your will. Now, we thank you that this word will saturate, be marinated in their hearts so that we will walk away changed and challenged to be more like you. We thank you as you continue to stir up the gifts of God inside of us, always with supernatural expectations. So we leave this call, but never your presence. We pray for your favor, your touch on our upcoming call afterwards, that everything we do throughout this day glorifies you as your people all across this land bombard heaven in prayer, because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So we leave rejoicing, we leave empowered, we leave edified knowing, Jesus, that you are Lord. And we thank you for what you've done. We're excited with supernatural expectation for what you're going to do. And we thank you, we love you, we exalt you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Let's go out and have an awesome day. Look forward to hearing many of you all on Testimonial Thursday call. Bye-bye and be blessed.